Hello.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, good. How y'all doing?
Not too bad. And yourself?
Good.
You know, when you play the 49ers this weekend, do you expect to see the team that got blown out by Seattle, or more the team that, despite four turnovers, you know, was right in it to the end there with the world champs?
Well, I think I've known, obviously teams change each year, but having come from out there in the NFC West and seeing San Francisco a couple times a year, you know, the last couple years, you know, I've been fully aware of this team and the development and that it is, you know, it is a team to reckon with. I think it's hard to win in the NFL, and there's a lot of factors that can change the outcome of a game. But this is the San Francisco 49ers are a well-coached team that plays physical football across the board. I think the defense, again, I knew them a little better from the past, having to prepare for the defense. They're, again, a physical, well-coached group that plays hard. They have a couple, more than a couple, real good players, and they've added to that mix, centered around 52, Patrick Willis, who I experienced firsthand in that overtime game. Anybody that was there in 08 in Phoenix, you know, where he ran our receiver down in what appeared to be a game-winning touchdown in overtime, and obviously that went the other way. So I've seen a bunch of these guys. Again, they've been together a number of years now, and you can see that. Offensively, I've seen nothing but the group get better, and Alex Smith played is trying to push himself, it appears, into the top quarterbacks when you talk about it, because he really looks like he's made great progress. So the running back's one of the beasts of all beasts. I mean, Frank Gore, though I don't know him, I mean, I have so much respect for this guy, how he runs and breaks tackles. Being a former receiver coach, I think this group has true big time ability across the board. Crabtree and Morgan being a couple real budding stars, and the tight ends can run all over the place and make huge plays and break tackles, and they block in the run game. So, you know, this is a good team. You know, and as you watched the other night, they had legitimate opportunity to, and they beat the heck out of a real good team from a physical standpoint.
Coach, after your time in with the Cardinals, what have you seen with the 49ers and how they've evolved since Mike Singletary has been at the helm here? Anything specific that you've really seen him change and how they've come up since then?
You know, again, I think the great thing is that there's been continuity. You know, I coached with Coach Nolan. Had a great amount of respect for Mike Nolan, I'm talking about, and obviously a great amount of respect for Coach Singletary, and the fact that they've been able to keep a lot of those coaches together, I think, shows, you know, you've seen a team continue to develop and become a good team. And that's the process we're in. San Francisco clearly ahead of us in that department, because I think they are a good team. We have been not a good team, and we're trying to transition into becoming a good team. But we're in the middle of that process, which is a lot of work.
You mentioned that you're a former receivers coach. With that in mind, how difficult do you think it would have been, you know, for Michael Crabtree last year to have come in midway through the season with no training camp?
You know, hey, the receiver is a very difficult position to play to make that transition. I think one of the toughest. You know, you got to put quarterback up there, but receiver from a standpoint of how much new things you're seeing from a coverage standpoint. There's just so many more things to worry about, which all those things, you know, when you're worrying, can slow you down. Again, everybody handles it differently. You know, I think and thought and knew this Michael Crabtree would be a big timer. But the receiver position is difficult any way you cut it, and there's a lot that it entails, and it does take a little time for guys to truly play to their abilities and speed.
And with that in mind, now being his second season, he had a full training camp. Although he hasn't had the big numbers in the first two games, do you think it's really just a matter of time before he'll get things going this season?
Yeah, I hope it doesn't happen this week, but I think there's a reason for that. You know, I think that it's pretty obvious to when you're watching San Francisco play offense, you know, and you're preparing for them that you've got to be aware of a number of players on the field, and that makes preparing for them very difficult because you can't help in every area. But I think that you know, one of the things that Michael will continue to learn is that, you know, he's going to see a lot of rolled coverage, so to speak, where teams are trying to get a couple players on him to try to you know, subdue some of his ability. So that makes it difficult, but as he knows, that also opens up other players. And I think that what I know about the guy is he's a team player that's into winning, and that's what I really liked about him.
Last year, Jamaal Charles really seemed to be an up-and-coming back in the NFL. Why did you guys bring in Thomas Jones this year with that in mind?
Well, we're in the business of collecting good football players, and anytime we got a chance to get a good football player that we feel fits with our team concept and what we're trying to get done here, we're not going to hesitate. I take it as a great compliment that a player of Thomas Jones' ability, character, leadership, and overall production, that he would want to be here. And he has been as advertised across the board. This is one of the great players I've been around, and that's across the board. As a player, as a protector, as a person, leader, veteran leadership, you know, he's as advertised, like I said. And anytime we can add players like that to our team, I think that's a no-brainer.
Todd, you've been to Quest Field, especially when you were in the NFC West with Arizona. Where does Arrowhead Stadium stack up against that as far as the as noise for the opposing offense?
It's hard for me to call it Quest Field, but it's one of the great you know, places to be involved in a football game. You know, I grew up in the NFL, and you know, my father played for the Steelers and personnel director for the Steelers all through the 70s and drafted, you know, all those great Steelers. But I was into football and into what was going on, so I watched one of the great franchises build at home in Pittsburgh, and then watched it happen in San Francisco. And any time I've been out there, I mean, it is just a it is a true treat, you know. And I put it in there with any of the great franchise, Green Bay's, and teams like that. But at the same time, now Kansas City, it's a special place to be. I think that as outdoor stadiums go, this is something special, and I think that the design and all those things that were done way back have held up, and they've improved on it here this past couple years, and there it is a new Arrowhead, but you still got a good feel of that original Arrowhead. So I enjoy it, and I'd put our fans up against anybody.
As you were rebuilding last year and going through all the lumps that come with that, how big was it to finish the season with the win on the road the way you did, to, you know, to keep the guys sold on what you guys were building in the off season?
Well, I think anytime you can finish strong, you know, whether it's one game, two games, I don't think it's a guarantee that it's going to help, but I think that it can help. In Arizona, I believe firmly that in 07, finishing with two wins was a big thing for our team leading into 08. You know, the things that I was real encouraged about with our team was, you know, we didn't have a lot of wins, but, you know, through that second half of the season, there was no doubt that we were making progress each and every week, you know, and I think, like I said, we were a team. There was a reason I got a job, and there's a reason why Scott Pioli got a job, and, you know, the organization was down and out, and it needed some work, and that's what we've been doing, you know, and it is a long process. Like I said, I think San Francisco's, you know, clearly ahead of us in that. doing that now. Through last year, I think we saw continued progress, and to end with a win against a potential playoff team, you know, definitely anytime, you know, you sacrifice as much as anybody in this business from a time standpoint, physical standpoint for the players, you know, sacrifice of family time and those things, but the reward is winning. And anytime you can get one of those to get that reward, it's a good thing, and it makes it well worth it.
Hey, Todd, when Trent Baalke became the 49ers personnel chief, we asked him like who his influences were, and number one at the top of the list was your father. Do you know Trent at all?
Oh yeah, yeah. I was in New York actually in the personnel department where I started when Trent came through, and Trent's a terrific evaluator. I appreciate very much him saying that about my father, because again, I think you're always biased to your own father, as you should be. At the same time, the longer I've been in this business, the more I realize really how great he is and was at his job now that he's retired. But he's a resource that I use every day. I send DVDs to and talk to on a daily basis. So I appreciate Trent saying that. I think Trent is a terrific and doing a terrific job at what he does. And at the same time, I do believe that my father's one of the best.
Singletary talked yesterday about how emotional he is on the sideline and feeling that he needs to just be who he is. Is that something that you agree with, that you just need to be who you are on the sideline and not try to rein it in during the game?
Well, again, everybody has their own, you know, this is a hard job, probably one of the bigger jobs you can have in general, being a head football coach in the NFL. It's the greatest job, in my opinion. You know, maybe other than being the starting quarterback of one of these NFL teams. But it is a hard job, and it requires great work ethic, sacrifice, knowledge, all the things. And I don't think it's for everybody, and it's not for the faint of heart. Clearly, Mike, you know, as a player, and again, he's one of those guys that I was watching with great admiration as a player. And you see the same thing as a coach, you know, that he is into it. And I think that's, again, it's not for everybody, and it takes unique individuals. I think he's one of them. But that being said, I don't think there's any doubt. Whatever you're doing in life, you know, you better be yourself. Because I think if you're trying to be pretend being somebody else, that'll generally get you. I know Mike's, like I said, I'm really impressed with what's going on there in San Francisco, and we got our work cut out for us.
Todd, you're an offensive guy.
was.
Well, still are. You know, they've been searching for consistency on offense for the 49ers for about a decade now. And it seems like they got the parts now to make it happen. What kind of rhythm did you see them get into when you look at the film from Monday night? Do you see them getting into that rhythm finally?
Yeah, I think that was clear cut. But again, I've been very fearful of offensive coach or not offensive coach. You know, I've seen enough of San Francisco and some of their weapons. And like I said, starting with the quarterback, the running back, you know, now you start to add in some big time tight ends, and they got a big physical offensive line. You know, again, it's hard to win in the NFL. I think San Francisco is on track. And the other night, that game, I think, was as well executed offensive game, run and pass. You know, again, turnovers will get you beat in this league, and to me, that was the difference.
And at 2-0, are you guys where you want to be, or is that, you know, is that 2-0 deceiving a little bit?
No, like I said, we are in the middle of the process. I'm very grateful that our players who have been working so hard were able to get that get a couple W's as the reward to the effort they're putting in. But we are, you know, make no mistake, we're in the process of trying to become, you know, a good team, and our goal is to be a good team year in and year out for the long haul. But we are not there. We're in the, you know, the middle stages of making progress, and like I said, I don't know if we can or will be good, you know, anytime soon, but we are making progress, and that's what's very important to me.
You don't think you're a good team right now?
I think that we are in the process of trying to become a good team. I'm not going to say you said that. I'm not going to say that. I think we're in the process of trying to become a team and a good team, and it is a process.
Well, what does the 2-0 record say then, Todd?
Well, I think that we're doing things, you know, to win it in the NFL is pretty simple, fellas, that, you know, you have, on Sunday, it's not about practice, it's not about lifting weights, it's not about running. On Sunday afternoon, Monday night, whenever that is, the team that wins generally is the team that played better. And better includes, you know, protecting the football, stopping the run, you know, all the things that you see as winning football. You know, on Sunday, whoever plays better generally wins unless there's some kind of freak occurrence. So, you know, on Monday night, you know, on our first Monday against San Diego, we were the better team that Monday, and last week we were the better team against Cleveland. And that's what we're trying to do each and every day is be a little better. And then on Sundays, you know, try to be better. And that's really where we are right now.
All right,
thanks, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.